This is officially episode number 2. My name is Madeline, and you are listening to Life as a Single Christian Mom. During these episodes, I'm just gonna dive in with you guys a little bit about my life, you know, things that God has led me to, just really being super transparent, because I don't know who is walking the same walk as me or who has walked in my shoes before. And let's be honest, being a single Christian mom in this generation, it is not easy, especially when online dating is everywhere, social media is everywhere, and we are really set apart. We are single, and we're moms, and we are Christians, and not everyone understands this walk, and that is okay, because God placed you on this road for a purpose. You were made and formed in your mother's womb. So before we even knew that we were going to make the decisions that we made, God knew that. So during these podcasts, I am just going to, like I said, I'm going to dive in with you guys and just really open up my heart, and whatever the Holy Spirit leads me to, I really just want to share with you guys. So what's been on my heart is the question, who am I? And for a while, I was struggling with that. Like, I would go to God and say, God, who am I? Like, I know that I am a mom. I know that I have two beautiful boys. I know all the mistakes I've made. I know the things that people have said about me. But who do you see me as, Lord? Who am I to you? What can I do out of all the mistakes that I've done? How can I be used for your kingdom? And I'm going to be super transparent. Like, it wasn't until recently where I really accepted who I was and really understood my purpose. And I don't know about you guys, but I grew up, you know, in a household who believed in God. It's really funny because my mom is a Catholic and my dad is a Christian. So every Sunday, until I could remember, we would go to church with my mom, and my dad would go to church by himself. And it was at around 13 that I made the decision to say, nope, I'm going to go to church with dad. So and I come from a family of 6, guys, so I was the odd one out. I still am the odd one out, but that's okay. And I would go to church with my dad, and that's when I really started understanding Christianity, but not building a relationship. Again, I'm going to be super transparent with you guys, so hang on, because this story has a purpose. So, so I grew up knowing God, but not having a relationship with him. So as, you know, the years go by, and now I'm a mom, and, you know, as I'm getting older, I started really questioning myself and, like, what am I doing here? Like, what is my purpose? Who am I? You know, I'm lost, Lord. Who am I? And it wasn't until one of my friends said to me, well, Maddie, all you need to know is who you are is by reading the Bible and actually spending time with God. And I'm going to be honest, y'all. When she told me this, I was like, yeah, okay. This is not the kind of girl talk that I needed. I needed, you know, the self-pity, like poor me. Like, oh my God, the world revolves around me. I feel sad right now and make me feel better. I was relying on my friend to make me feel better. Not really realizing that she was right. Because God already wrote it out in the Bible who we are. And God truly did write it all out in the Bible for us. But I was putting my expectations on people to help me figure out who I am. Instead of going straight to the Creator and searching through His Word about what He says about me. I am not the labels that people have said. I am not my mistakes. And I want you guys to say that to yourself. I am not the labels that people have said about me. I am not my mistakes. Because you see, it is so easy for the enemy to come up in our heads and say, you see, now you're single, and now you got two kids, and now they're by two different men. And guess what? God is never going to send you your husband. It is so easy for us to start believing those lies. And once you open up the doors for those lies, instead of holding those thoughts captive and releasing them back and saying, God, no, I am, no, Lord, I know what you say about me. I know that I'm going to marry you first, God, and my husband's going to come. And truly believing that, truly believing that, God, I know what the word says about me. I know what you say in Proverbs 31 about me. Because I am clothed with strength and dignity. I know it, Lord. I know what Jeremiah 29:11 says, Lord. I know that your plans for me are plans to prosper me. Father God, you're not doing these things to hurt me. Because what the enemy tried to use for evil, God, you turn it around for good. Because yes, it is a sin. We had children out of wedlock. No problem. It's okay. God is such a forgiving God. And of course, the enemy wants to turn everything around and just, you know, make us feel like we are the worst thing ever. But guess what? You are not the labels that people put on you. We serve such a good Father that He forgives us. And He loves us. And He looks past our mistakes. And like I said, it took me a very long time to realize that. To understand who I was. Who my husband first is. You know, which is God. Understanding that I am valuable. That He just didn't throw me out here to the earth like, here, fight for yourself, sweetie. go have at it. Have at it at this world. No. God, that's not what God's plan for me is. You know, so when I truly started accepting, okay, yes, I'm a single mom. No, my children are not a mistake. No, I'm not a mistake. You know, I am going to own it. I'm a single mom and I know who my husband is in heaven. When I started walking with that confidence, I started truly realizing what my purpose is and who I was and who I belonged to. When I started realizing what my purpose is, and it is being right now, at this specific moment, right now, my purpose is to be the best mom I can be for Aiden and Adrian. And to serve the Lord. some days, you know, like, I know that I'm not the only one. I know that it happens to all of us. Like, we look and we say, am I being a good mom? God, I didn't spend as much time with you that I wanted to. Or, man, I really yelled at my kids today. Or, God, I judged this person. Like, you know, the weight of the world is on our shoulders. And I just want you right now just to breathe. And just really understand that God loves you. And that all of this is a process. Figuring out what your purpose is right now. Because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like, you know, your purpose is going to change. Things are going to change in the sense of, yes, my purpose right now is to be Aiden and Adrian's mother, right? And I'm not saying that I'm ever going to stop being their mom, you know, but as I get older, as, you know, when God does bring me my husband or when more time frees up for me to be able to do certain things, like, you know, your purpose is going to change. But for right now, I want you guys to enjoy the season that you're in. Because it's just that, it's a season. And when you start to realize that, like what happened with me, you'll start to value it more. So I started realizing, like, you know what? My kids are never gonna be 8 and 4 ever again. This time next year, they'll be 9 and 5. And this time next year, I'll be 30. So yay. So what I'm trying to say is that when you realize that it is just a season that you're in, it's okay. That you're going to grow from this. You're going to move past this. That who you are, what God says about you, is more valuable than those labels that people have tried to put on you. Because no, you are not a mistake. No, your children are not a mistake. Yes, you have a purpose. Yes, you are God's beautiful daughter. So realize that and accept that God loves you. Once you start to open up those doors to, like, really open your heart and really, really say, you know what, God, you my main squeeze. You are my husband. You're going to see the true, true, true meaning of who you are. And it is so beautiful. You're going to walk around like with this glow and this confidence. Like, yeah, I know who I am. I know who I belong to. And there truly is no better feeling than that, than knowing who you belong to. So I'm going to end this right here. And I just really want you guys to search more of Jesus and search in the Bible of what he says, what God is saying about you. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this. I really hope that this touched your heart. And I really hope that you take that time, even if it's 5 minutes, because I know that our schedules are super crazy, but just really take those 5 minutes and just see what he says about you. So can't wait for episode 3. I really value you guys, and I'm just so blessed to be able to do this. So I love you guys, and have a wonderful day.